This is the Like Mind Mastermind Experience.
Hey guys, here with Kendrick. Today we're going to talk about our experience at Southern Star Lodge, a nice sweat lodge that we experienced that we both went through. And we're just going to touch on a few things, such as what it's like to go be in a sweat lodge, what our intentions were going into the sweat lodge, what we learned, any cool insights, and what were the end results? How did we feel? Did we have any breakthroughs, etc., after the sweat lodge? So I hope you guys stay tuned, and let's enjoy. Let's have a good conversation.
Awesome. All right, so Patrick, I guess I'll ask you a question. Because it was your first time, you know, it was awesome that you just, you know, took the chance to just come out and experience it because you never, you know, been in that situation like that. So, what did you feel exactly? What was your first impression of just, like, coming there, like, going there?
Yeah, I mean, first impression, it looked like a fruit farm almost. It just was very, like, peaceful there.
Yeah.
Lots of nature, lots of grass. You even picked up a freaking orange there. That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
There's just like an orange tree there. It was just very peaceful, calm. It was nice and warm. We're in pretty much Miami, Florida at this point. And just beautiful weather. And there's lots of people gathered down on this big backyard lawn almost. And we're kind of all just having towels out, hanging out before the actual ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a very peaceful place. What did you think of it?
Yeah, it was great. You know, just going out there, seeing all, like, the native people. You know, you could even see, like, their heritage, like, all around the place. You know, when you went to the bathroom, you see, like, a room where it just, like, has all, like, the itinerary that they use. You know, the Indians and natives. So, it was great. And, like, just going out there stretching before, like, doing some yoga, like, getting in the zone of, like, you know, just breathing. Deep breathing, because, you know, it's kind of like nervous. I was like anxious, you know, because it's like I go there and I see like a little tiny, like it's like pretty tiny, like you're thinking, people say there's like 30 people go in that tent. It's like pretty like mind-boggling to think like 30 people could fit in there.
But and it was your first time too.
Yeah, it was my first time too. Yeah, good friend Maria, she introduced me to that. She said she's been to it a couple times. She's taken a couple of my friends to that as well, and they had amazing, you know, benefits from going. So I definitely wanted to go. So I definitely wanted to invite Patrick. I invited some other people too. You know, they're definitely gonna come in the future for sure. You know, after, you know, what we've told them. So it was awesome, man. It was just a little bit anxious in the beginning because I was like, I didn't know what to expect. You know, as far as going inside, like just that tent. You know, they say that they close the tent, it's completely dark. You know, they have lava rocks brought inside that they heated up, like they were heating them up already, like while we got there. And you could just see, like, you know, there's huge rocks, you know. And then when they pour the water on them, you know, obviously, you know, you're just in that tent, just like completely dark. So you're like, wow, like, you know, how is 20 people all gonna be in there? At first, it was just us. You know, we thought there wasn't going to be too much people, but then, you know, a lot more people started showing up saying they go there all the time. So it was pretty great. After that, it was, like, more comfortable. Like, okay, cool. We can deal with it.
So what, in a nutshell, was, like, the sweat lodge? Like, what is that whole, in a nutshell, what is that whole experience?
It was, like, basically just going in there, you know, just being completely with your thoughts, right? And with other people that are, you know, like-minded, just trying to, you know, get rid of toxins, right, in the body, mm-hmm. you know, through the fire and stuff like that, but also just remove, like, any negative thoughts, right? Because when you're pushing yourself through there, you know, in that, you know, that hot, you know, tent, right,
mm-hmm.
you have to, obviously those thoughts, negative thoughts are going to come, so just by staying in there and pushing, you're ridding yourself of, you know, you're breaking, you know, habits of, you know, giving up and stuff like that, right? And not pushing through. So, and just staying in the positive, right? just saying, okay, I'm gonna get through this. So basically, that's what it got, you know, overall got to me, you know, just, you know, basically just never giving up, staying positive, right? And just being grateful for where you're at and stuff like that. And just like, just replenishing.
Yeah, it was, a lot of it was like detoxing. So it was just, of course, like you sweat a lot out lymphatically. So on a physical level, very cleansing, but also like you said, you rid yourself of a lot of negative thoughts.
Yeah.
So even just mentally and emotionally, you're just dumping things out. And basically what it was just, it was like a wooden frame. They almost put like a tarp over it. It was a small tent. There was like in the center, they put these hot rocks, and these hot rocks were heated by this fire. And basically there, it was heavily influenced by this Indian tradition. And they were saying that the whole process was mimicking like the birth, basically. They called the tent like a womb.
Yeah,
and then
a nippy.
Yeah, nippy.
A nippy, yeah. So, and they had like the fire was like the masculine, and the tent was like the feminine. So like, you know, mimicking like nature, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And so, they would take the rocks and they would say they're inseminating the womb. And they were it was almost like we were in the womb when we went in the tent, because it was completely dark. They were just, the only thing you could really see when they completely closed the tarp off over this wooden frame, it was like a tent, was the lava rocks, basically. They were like so hot, they were glowing.
Yeah, that was more in the end when they started like
ramping it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, holy, how are they putting this many rocks in here?
And then they would just put water over it, and it'd be like steam. So it was just like it's almost like being in the womb. It's hot, it's dark, and you don't see anything, you don't know anything, and it's just kind of like a birthing process.
Yeah, a rebirth.
Almost, yeah, basically a rebirth. Like I felt like a baby coming out of there, just completely refreshed.
Yeah, like, definitely. Just, and I got a little dizzy, you know, getting out. And, but, you know, just meditating after that, just looking up, breathing, and everything was so calm, you know, everything was so, you know, so relaxed, you know, definitely got rid of a lot of things that, you know, make you uptight and stuff like that, right? Make you just think negatively, I guess, or narrowly. So you're not thinking as open. So definitely like just opens you up again.
Yeah, and then the process was, we would be in the tent, and they would do these rounds, where we would be in there for, I don't know, maybe like somewhere between 5 and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or like we were always in the tent, but every 5 or 20 minutes or so, they would open up the tarp a little bit out by the sides, and they would allow some fresh air in, and they would stop putting water on the rocks, because whenever they put water on the rocks, it would be steam, and it would get really, really hot.
Yeah.
And you would be sweating like crazy. I mean, it is a sweat lodge. So it was just maybe like 20 or 30 people. Basically, we were like on the ground, sitting down.
On our
feet and butt. And just kind of like very, like trying to keep ourselves as minimal, like space-wise, like occupying as possible. And it was just really, it was kind of tight, crowded. And there was a lot of chanting going on by, I guess, the Indian who's running it. He was just kind of chanting some traditional songs, and you couldn't see anything, and you were just sweating a lot, and even to breathe in, it was like challenging, because hot air rises. So if you kept your head up through the process, you were breathing in this extremely hot air, and it almost, you couldn't do it.
You had to do it really, really slowly, and even if, and then, like when I was like on my butt and feet and like in a cradle type of thing, like wrapping my arms around my knees and putting my head like between my knees as well. So, cause if I had my head up, it was like too hot. Like I had to breathe really slowly. Right. And at one point I just didn't eat, like at towards the end, like I just didn't want to breathe, because when I was breathing in and blowing out, my breath was like hot. Like it was like the steam. I was breathing, like, just, like, once every, like, 30 seconds or minute, just trying to like minimize that. And towards the end, like my leg was like starting to fall asleep, and like I had to like change my position because I couldn't. I tried to put my leg out, but it was like so tight in there that I couldn't. So I had to like go, like basically I had to go on my shins, put my shins on the ground, and just like lay down, like put my head like on my knees again. So like a baby, basically just in there, just, you know, trying to stay comfortable, you know, through, you know, the process of, you know, growth. Basically, it's crazy.
Yeah. And they split up the tent too, between
female.
And they actually made the female stay an extra round, so we did something like 4 rounds, maybe 5 rounds.
It was
rounds.
3 rounds, but like every time they bring the rocks in was a round. Mm-hmm. But they had breaks. So it was like 4 to 5 breaks.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 like technically rounds. Whenever they pour the steam on the rocks is, mm-hmm, when it's like as a new round. But yeah. We were sweating since the beginning when they first brought the rocks in there. Just like talking. In the beginning it was already starting to like sweat.
And Maria stayed in there for at least like an extra 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they let the males out first, and then...
And then they did another round.
And I was pretty much tapped out by that point. I wanted to leave. It was pretty... I wanted to leave like, maybe like the...
Like the third round.
I was, yeah.
Because there was technically like a second, third round. That would raise like a fourth round.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
But yeah, that after the third round, and they said another like fourth round, I was like,
yeah,
wow, like, I don't know. That was a test right there.
It was a test.
And they even thanked us at the third round. They're like, thank you for the men that stayed in like this long. It's like, I guess because I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah.
That they, no one to like look into that, like why. Why they thanked us, you know? Because I guess it's harder for us to be in that position, I guess, or something like that, or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like, what Moore says, like, he says that, like, in like, reality, or, like, in the universe, there's always, like, these dualities, right? Mm-hmm. So he's saying, like, there's, like, feminine and masculine. There's alkaline and then acidic.
Yeah.
And he kind of likens, like, men to acidic.
Yeah.
And the feminine to alkaline. And alkaline's like cooling. Acidic is like hot.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something there, which is like the masculine is just so hot and like it can't bear that much more.
Exactly, yeah, maybe.
And then the feminine's like acidic. I mean, it's alkaline, so it's more cooling. It's able to take more. It's more flexible, fluid.
Yeah.
It's able to take more.
Exactly, man. It's crazy how it all works.
Yeah. And Maria almost fainted, and honestly, if I stayed as long as she did in there, I probably would have felt the same way.
Oh, yeah, for real.
I was dizzy coming out of there, and I was like, oh my god.
I started walking the wrong way, wobbling.
So, yeah, that was really interesting. So did you come out with, like, any insights or anything you learned from that?
The whole schedule. Yeah, man, they talked about a lot, like, you know, when they were talking about how, you know, some people, like, when they were saying, like, how, like, the trees and, like, everything is, like, connected, you know, and, like, how, like, they say, like, the universe doesn't have a face, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, life, you know, it's just, like energy, you know? And so, that energy is in all, in everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, when people, like... He was saying, like, oh, when people say, I am God, you know, but God doesn't have a face, you know what I'm saying? So, like, this type of, like, thing, like, people say, oh, like, we are the reflection of God, you know, but God, how do you know God has a face? If you have trees, you're going to have birds, all that stuff. So it was kind of, like, you know, deep in that perspective, like, you know, just thinking about, like, me being a part of God, but not me being him, like, himself, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I mean, like, I think it's, like, it depends, like, I think it is true that you are God, but it's, like, it depends, like,
how
you where that statement comes from.
Yeah.
Like, if it comes from ego, you're totally fucking wrong.
No, yeah.
But if it comes from, like, even, like, a deeper place, like, from your being level, like, you know, you recognize, like you said, your energy, like, we're all energy,
mm-hmm.
And so in that sense, like, everything is God. Like, exactly. God, they say, like, is omnipotent everywhere. Yeah. It's like, how could you not be God if...
It's the all, yeah.
Yeah, if it's... If you were not God, then God is not omnipotent. Because it's everywhere. Or it's just... It's omnipresent. It's everywhere. Everywhere. So it has to include you. But at the same time, if it's the ego saying, I'm God, it's bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming from the wrong place. But you're right.
Yeah, so after, you know, I sweated a lot in there, just like crazy, you know, after just like, you're much more clear-headed, you know, and you're more like at peace. You're more like yourself, kind of, like you're back to being like who you are, because sometimes, like, you know, after a while, you know, getting all, like being like in the matrix, basically, you know, all the time, kind of like lose your like self sometimes, like you get caught up in other things, you know. So when you go through an experience like that, you kind of like go back, get rid of, you know, you're back to like thinking clear, right?
Yeah.
So definitely thinking more clearly now.
And it was cool because like we went in, it was like sunset, and we came out, and it was like pretty much like pitch black dark outside.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And it was like really. It was just like a metaphor. Like there
a
was,
transformation. Yeah.
A transformation. Exactly. And also, would you take before the...
Oh, action? Yeah. Before, I mean, I wasn't even going to... It was kind of a... I was like, whatever, let's just do it.
It's a spontaneous thing.
Yeah. There's these people. There's one guy that was there we were talking to. He's gone there like 55 times, he said. And he was taking this... It's like... He was taking something, like, before, like, putting something in his mouth and stuff like
tobacco
that.
Tobacco paste?
Yeah, it was tobacco paste and coca leaves, like, natural. He said, like, this was, like, some pure stuff from somewhere. I don't know where he got it from. But he says it's, like, really difficult to transport, you know, to the U.S. and stuff like that. So, but he got it. You know, it was really, really, you know, good stuff. You said it tasted like... What did you say it tasted like? Barley?
Green? Yeah, barley grass, green, yeah, juice powder.
Yeah.
It smelled like it.
So, yeah, I mean, it didn't taste bad, really. You know, the tobacco paste was what I was kind of, like, concerned. I was like, I don't know about this, but whatever. I basically, it was a paste, a tobacco paste you put in the back gum of your mouth, and then you take this, the coca leaf powder, and you pour it on there, and you hold your mouth. Like, you just, like, keep it in there, and you kind of, like, mix it with your tongue and, like, in your, like, saliva and stuff and make it, like, it's kind of like this, like a slurp kind of thing, like a smoothie kind of thing. And then you barely, like, swallow it little by little. And it gives you, like, it's not a high or, like, anything like that. It's more like, it's like a mellow, it's like a cooling, it like, they were saying it, like, opens your heart chakra, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt that, you know, like, in this, like, my heart area is just, like, more, like, that's where I felt, you know, more, like, stable or, like, open, I guess. So when I was, like, looking at the guy, Jerome, the guy who was, like, the leader, who was making the chants and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
Like, when I was looking at him, I was, like, focusing in on him, and, like, everything was, like, kind of, like, fading, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you, like, focus a camera...
Yeah.
I was like focused on him, and it was cool. But I didn't really, I didn't know how it affected me inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. But I felt good. You know, mm-hmm. Didn't really bother. I didn't feel any like side effects, like in my head or like headache or anything afterwards or anything like that. So.
Yeah, and you said, I think the guy who gave it, I didn't take it. But
yeah,
you
me
did.
And Maria took it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she. I don't know exactly how she felt, but, you know, I mean, I had a good experience. And she took it first, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to take it. And then, you know, me and you were, like, kind of at the same level, and I was like, whatever, I'll take it and see. Yeah. So.
And he said there was, like, a synergistic effect with the tobacco and the cocoa.
Yeah, cocoa. They,
yeah.
Like, mix well,
yeah.
Or something together, like naturally.
The way he described it was, like, a marriage between, like, a male and a female.
Yeah.
Plants, and they mixed, and they, it was a good marriage, he said.
Okay, cool.
So, that was interesting, and, yeah, it was, yeah, like you said, you felt like something subtle,
mm-hmm. Like a marriage, like a love chakra.
Yeah.
Like a male, female, like, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, it was interesting. Either way, the sweat lodge, though, I felt coming out of it, just like, I dumped, like, quite a bit of stuff. I know Marie also said, like, one of the reasons why she felt like she was going to faint was because, like, she almost felt like there was, like, things coming up that were, like, kind of blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, physically or...
She got to go a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she was working through some stuff, so that was interesting. I felt really light coming out of there. And, yeah, the chanting was pretty intense. And, like, I don't know if we said this already, but it was, like, every single round... They were starting to ramp up the heat, and even though the rounds, they would, like, get shorter, or there would be more breaks within each round, it was, like, getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and, like, temperature-wise, and, like, literally, like, by the last round or whatever, I was like, this is gonna be a true test.
Yeah, this is a real test, yeah. And it was cool, too, like, in the last couple rounds, at the end, we would, like, chant, like, all of us together, different, you know... sounds. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did it a little bit. I mean, I didn't actually know the full chant, so it's hard to keep along.
At the last time, I just did Hugh, you know, the Hugh mantra.
Yeah.
I was just doing that.
Nice.
Like, afterwards. Like, while they were all screaming, I was doing that.
Nice.
It felt awesome, bro.
Yeah, and that was funny, because, like, at one point, we were all just screaming. Yeah, everybody in there was just screaming like crazy.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I did the same. I just screamed like and just let it all out.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny because I don't think that was like, there was no one was like cool. Jerome was not like, hey man, like scream. Everyone just started doing it, and it felt good.
Yeah, it did.
It felt really good.
And I mean, what else could we share?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, you needed to stay hydrated for sure.
Yeah, we hydrated. Yeah, we got some orange juice, coconut water. Yeah. I had some before.
And we just, like, there was, like, a potluck after.
Well, afterwards, like, it was crazy. I was, like, the next day, like, I was, like, filtering, like, my kidneys were filtering. Like,
really?
Yours, too?
It
was, like
actually, really, yeah.
Like, orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, like. Like, throughout the day, the next day, it was like that.
Yeah, actually, that's funny you mentioned that. I was like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I felt like, obviously, our lymphatic system was really, really pumping, you know, through that whole entire, you know, experience. And, you know, now our kidneys have, like, have work to do, basically. Like, they're all, like, it pushed them down, right, to the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
So we sweated out a lot. But... you know, now the kidneys have more work. Like, you know, now all the stuff is, like, loosened up type. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now the kidneys are releasing, you know, more and more and more. You know, the past couple of days at least.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, probably that. And also, I think it helped the kidneys, too. I feel like it removed some of the burden. Because
the glands, too. Helped out the glands. Probably, you know, reboot for those, too. Like, you know, just, like, getting heated up all the way and just, like, you know, pumping or whatever, getting... some type of energy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. Yeah, I just... now you mention it, it's, like, so clear.
Yeah.
It's just from the sweat lodge.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah. I was like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
I was seeing it all day, too, like, throughout the... I was like, what the heck? This doesn't usually happen. And it was kind of, like, a yellowish color. But...
exactly. Like, we've been eating, like, some dehydrated foods and stuff like that, so usually, like...
yeah.
We'll, like, slow it down. Like...
yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and then, I don't know, what'd you... how'd you sleep... and, like, what'd you...
good.
Yeah? How'd you feel the next day? Like, anything different besides the kidney filtration?
The next day, my back was a little sore.
Okay.
But the kidney filtration, you know, just, like, more clear. Like, not... yeah, like, really clear, man. Like, skin looked, like, better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, under my eyes looked better.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, my skin was less, like, stimulated, I guess, because I had, like, some... things under my eye that they get like dry or like irritated, and like the next couple of days they were like less.
Yeah,
like, it was more like they were like shrunk, you know. That was cool.
Have you seen if your eyes changed at all?
No.
Have you ever taken pictures or anything?
Well, I mean, I've had some people tell me like my eyes have gotten lighter because I have green eyes, so they're like naturally blue. So
Because, like, yeah, you got, I mean, like, I've seen, you're true, obviously, true blue eyed.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, your eyes are pretty, like, they're in pretty good shape. Yeah. You can see,
I think. Yeah, I've got my eyes read by Malik, who's, like, a Dr. Morse certified.
Oh, dope. So. Yeah, yeah.
And Robert Morse, I met him, he said, like, he's like, oh, you got, like, low blood circulation, you need to work, like, on that. It was cool. Like, he just looked at me and told me, it's, like, crazy. It's like, all right, boss, I got you.
I got you, boss.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Have you got your eyes read?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I took the Dr. Morse certified too, level 2, so
you've checked your own eyes out and
stuff. Yeah, so I've done, like, I've done iris readings, and it's just, like, every time, and this is not me, like, bragging, it's just, like, a testament to how accurate the science of iridology is, but they'd always be, like, some of them would be, they would be, like, first of all, they'd be, like, that's insanely accurate, but also some of them would be, like, that's too scary of how accurate that is. They'd be, like, I feel so vulnerable right now. You know my body better than I do, in a sense, and you're a complete stranger to me.
Exactly, it's weird.
It's some weird stuff. But yeah, anyways, stay on topic with the Sweat Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
During the last round, what I learned was, like, sometimes, like, sometimes you just had to put up with it, like, it was a test. It was like a test of the ego, almost. It was just, like, you wanted to leave. Like, the easy thing to do would be to leave during, like, the last round.
But man, I thought about it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how would I leave? Like, get out,
like,
behind there.
Yeah, right?
And just slide up.
I was exactly what I was thinking. I was like, if I have to, I'll lift that shit, and I'll just fucking breathe.
I know. Give me some air right now. That's hilarious.
So,
I thought about it.
So it was just funny to watch that, to just watch the mind, like, go crazy like that and just freak out. And it was cool because, like, I think we touched a little bit on it before, was, like, but if you panicked in terms of, like, your breathing, like, you'd be screwed. Because, like, if you started to take too deep breaths too quickly, then it, like, you would legit, like, burn your nostrils, or you would, like, start burning your...
Or you'll start, like, your heart will start pumping too much and you'll, like, trip out or something.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and also just, like, being dizzy, I felt like... It was also, like, at the end, it was, like, you kind of just... I felt like I might pass out if I kept going, or if, like, my breathing started to get chaotic or something like that.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, so I was, like, it was, like, a game. Like, you had to control...
Like, you were, like, starting to do, like, deep, like heaving almost, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Trying to catch your breath almost if you took too many breaths.
And I think during some of it, they put, like... It's almost like they put something in the water. I know for a fact, like, during one of the breaks, it put, like, mint... And, like, peppermint or something.
Spearmint.
It was super nice. Like, it would put it, when they pour the water on the rocks, they put those herbs in there, and it was, like, really, like, refreshing and cooling.
I said it was, like, it smelled like icy hot.
Yeah, it actually smelled exactly like that. Yeah. Like, legit exactly like that.
I thought
like
it was.
Yeah.
Like, I used to put that cream, like, on, like, my scar.
Yeah.
My surgery.
So, but then other times it seemed like I could hear, they were like, people are coughing, and if you breathed in, it was like, it almost like irritated the back of your throat. Mm. It seemed like they put like sage or something in there, some kind of herb.
Maybe.
But I don't know what it was, or if like the rocks were burning something and then the water caught
hold
of it.
They did like sprinkle some stuff on the rocks and made it like crack.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Maybe. I think it must have been some herb.
Maybe
or
like a salt or something.
Yeah, something. But either way, like I could, at the beginning, you'd hear it. Like, you would hear they would pour the water on the rocks, and then shortly after, like, some people are, like, coughing. And I was just, like, and I could feel it. If I breathed in too quick, or too much, even, and it was, like, I would start coughing. So that was interesting. It was, like, a test for real. Like, sometimes I was just, like, yeah, I could die. Or, die, but I was, like, I could pass out. And then I have, like, no idea what would happen after that.
Yeah, I was, like, then can I make it through
this? Yeah.
I'm sure everybody was going through that, too. I mean... Like, the guy in front of you, he was, like, trying to, like, lean back, like, this older guy.
Yeah.
Like, almost crushing you. I was going to ask you, like, yo, are you okay? Like, because he was, like, leaning back on your shin.
Yeah.
You know?
And it was, like, that was a part of the thing. I mean, like, pro tip, but, like, if you do this and, like, there's rows, like, and you're beginning, like, do the back rows, because the back rows are, like, generally less intense. You're not, like, right in front of the rocks where they pour the water and everything.
And we were in the back, too, of the tent, so when they opened it to give us breaks, we were, like, still in the back where all the heat was at, too, so we, like, when they opened it, I really didn't feel that much of a difference.
Yeah, neither did I. Yeah. So, we were in the back, so, like, I was almost kind of envious of the people closer to the front of the tent, because they were getting all the fresh air, and I was like, God damn it. I was like, give me some of that air. But, yeah, I mean, that was, like, if you were in the front rows, like, it was just hotter, and, like, they called him, like, the elder, but, yeah, the guy that was leaning on my shin, he was just, like, he'd, like, lean back. And, like, I totally felt for him. Like, I could understand, like, why. Because, like, that shit was hot.
Was it, like, uncomfortable for you, or was it fine?
No, I was okay. Yeah, cool. I was like...
I guess you're used to, like, you know, because you're, like, already all tight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I was just, like, going through my own shit, you know, trying to, like... Like, I was like, holy shit, like, am I going to, like, pass out? Like, what's going to happen? Like, this guy is, like, also going through his own shit. And so, yeah, it was intense. Like...
Yeah.
It was intense. Like, there's no question about it, but completely, like, I would do it again in, like, a heartbeat. Like, I would do that shit. Definitely. I would do it again, for sure.
Yeah, definitely want to start going, like, at least, like, once every couple months or something.
Yeah, seriously. I would love to do that. So, yeah, it was, like, a transforming process. And, afterwards, we were just drinking OJ and just,
staring at the stars.
Staring at the stars. It's all...
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, we were laying out, and you were like meditating. I think I was gonna call you, but there was a star like all the way sky high, man. It was like moving super fast. I didn't know what it was. It was crazy. like it wasn't a shooting star though. It was just like moving, like a star or something. It looked like a star. Like, moving.
And you said it moved quick, and then, like, it stopped or something.
Yeah, it was, like, by a bunch of, like, it was, like, by three stars, and then it just moved, like, super fast, and then it ended up stopping by these other stars.
Which is,
it was
some strange stuff. Yeah. I did see a shooting star, I don't know, like, afterwards, you were, like, it was kind of just, like, there was nothing really to say. It was just, like, there's a lot that you just got rid of. And
yeah, we stood around the fire for a sec and just, like, breathed. And, like, they sang more songs. And they tapped us with, like the herb with the pipe.
Mm-hmm. But we never smoked
the pipe. But I think them tapping us was smoke,
that? Yeah, okay. I could see that. Because that's what he called it. He called it, like, food. He was like, I think, right? He was like, it's time to eat. And I thought it meant, like, it's time to, like, take it from the pipe or whatever. But, I mean, it was a great experience. Like I said, I would do it again for sure. Just make sure you're hydrated. And if you're a newbie, like we were.
Yeah, go with someone that has gone before, if anything. Yeah.
And also, they did the intention thing in the beginning, very beginning, which we had to make, like, these...
Yeah, string.
String.
And tie, like, tobacco and a cloth together.
It was, like, an offering.
On the string.
Yeah, it was, like, an offering or something. And, like what was your intention going into it?
I mean, I didn't really know. Like, when I was writing the thing, I was kind of, like, making my intention as I was going. So, I mean, just, like, kind of, like, just going, like, kind of like that. Like, never giving up, like, how I felt, you know, through that thing. Just, like, going through... the process, you know, trusting the process, right, feeling good, you know, about, you know, what's coming, and being grateful, you know, just appreciating, you know, the moment, you know. So I didn't really have, like, a specific, like, intention, but, you know, I felt like I put just a lot of, like, good energy, like, into making it, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of good energy around there. I mean, a lot of people there, I mean, you know, they were looking for some kind of, like, spiritual experience. Just trying to clean at the very minimum, to, like, detoxify the body.
Yeah, and clear the mind, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And detox. Definitely wanted to go for the detox.
Yeah. And like you're saying, like it was like a lot of like minds. Like people are kind of like on the same page, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was really cool. Just like the people it attracted. Yeah. And then, yeah, I set my intention as just, yeah, I just wanted to know who I am, I guess. And that was basically it. And, yeah, it was like, we had to choose like four colors. It was like black, red, white, yellow.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to represent north, south,
east,
know,
west.
West. Not in that, I don't know, I forget which color is with which direction.
Yeah.
But it was something like that. And it was basically an offering, but also it was like, it was almost like a mini pact. It was like, you set that intention, and like, he was one of the guys there who was running it, was saying like, you know, when you set that intention, like, remember about it when you want to give up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, think of it when you want to give up. And like, you know, it was almost like a pact. Like, hey, like, I'm going to stick this out.
Yeah, you made this to stick through it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to stick it out as far as I can go. And,
And I thought about it, too. I thought about, like, my pact, like, my intentions, you know, in there.
Yeah.
You know, while I was, like, burning.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's like,
I wanted to get out. I was like, I thought about it, you know, because I mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, well, I like my, Yeah, he's like, I like you guys crispy. You know?
Yeah, crispy, like lobster.
Yeah, like lobsters. So, yeah, it was a great experience for sure. It would have been cool if we had Maria on here too to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way, we'll have some more to share future.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I mean, I look forward to, you know, the next ones to come, right? And just like talking more, sharing more of the message, and just like, you know, getting better, you know, healing and detoxifying and all that stuff, just like getting more awareness on like what it is that we're actually doing, you know, and how we can actually better our lives and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool, man. All right, well, I guess that concludes this episode, guys. So thanks for staying tuned, and hope you guys enjoyed sharing our experiences with the Sweat Lodge at Southern Star. All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers.